What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another hour of the Andy Slater Show on this Monday, May 19th, 2025. I am back here in South Florida. I'm in Miami, and it's a hockey town. I just came from Toronto. Yeah, they got a hockey town there. But here in South Florida, our team's still in it. Theirs in Toronto, they are not. And that is because what I witnessed in person last night and what you watched on television last night was the Florida Panthers beat down the Toronto Maple Leafs. It felt so good being there. And of course, I'm going to get more into that. What an atmosphere. What a win. What a day. And we're only halfway through. I mean, that was only the second round. But game seven, anytime you get a game seven, I don't care what round it is, you get a game seven, it is going to be exciting. I think the only time a game seven would be like, meh, would be like the Marlins' seventh game of the regular season, the Dolphins' week seven. And I know the schedule came out last week, but I'm done with that. Like, this is a hockey town now. Football, forget about it. The only thing football could tie into with the Florida Panthers, it's that the Panthers seem to be carrying us once again into football season. And that is about it. I'm excited. It didn't go like I thought it would, the series, and I'll get into that in a little bit. I've already said like four things I'll get into in the first 2 minutes that I've been talking. I haven't even popped open my Celsius yet. I should do that because I'm running on like zero sleep. I got 3 hours of sleep. Let me pop this thing open. See, no other talk show host in South Florida did what I did. Or really anywhere. I got to pop this thing open. Nobody would even think about doing what I did. I told you guys I would do it. It doesn't really make that much of a noise. Let me take a swig here. I love this Celsius strawberry guava. I needed that. See, that'll get me through like the next 20 minutes. Probably the first segment of the hour. So when I joined you guys, it was on Friday. The Panthers were playing Friday in Sunrise. Trying to think back, even though it was only 3 days ago. It was game six. And I came on here, I was so confident. I'm like, anytime I'm confident like this, it goes the other way. But I don't care. This time, I'm really confident. I wanted to go to Medellin on Saturday. So I had a flight to Medellin on Saturday booked. And then I had a flight to Toronto for Sunday booked. And I was going to use one of them. But of course, you know the one that I want to use. I want to go hang out with my friends. Girls, 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 girls. Take a break before the Eastern Conference Final. At least like game 5, 6, and 7 of the Eastern Conference Final. So I got both of those flights booked, ready to go. And nowadays, and I tell you guys to do this because why not? There's no change fees with airlines, or at least with American. So I just book anything that comes in my head as a possibility. I book it because everybody on Friday night after the Panthers lost, and I couldn't believe they lost, I looked at the flight, and it became solid booked. Like sold out within 90 minutes after the Panthers losing game six at home. And I said to myself, why do people wait? Just buy the ticket and you can get a credit. There's no reason to wait. So I don't wait for anything. I got a ticket, or I had a ticket to Medellin for Saturday. I had a ticket to Toronto on Sunday. I had a ticket coming back from Toronto, which was today. I got a ticket back to Medellin. I got a ticket from Medellin to Miami and then a few days later to Raleigh. I've got all of that. I don't have anything for Dallas yet. I don't have anything for Edmonton yet. Edmonton's a pain in the butt to get to So I'm hoping, of course, the Panthers make it, but I'm hoping they face Dallas, which they might. Is it wrong of me to just skip this Carolina series? Not like attending, not attendance-wise, but I'm talking like, oh yeah, the Panthers are going to the Stanley Cup Final. You know why? Because I believe they're going to the Stanley Cup Final. I believe they're going to beat Carolina. I didn't think it would go to seven games against Toronto, but in the end, they won. So I wound up taking the flight Sunday. I canceled my Medellin Saturday night. My friends were so disappointed writing to me. Girls. But I'll see them very soon. Because I'm not going to go to the first few games of the Eastern Conference Final. I'm not going to Raleigh tomorrow. And then if you go to Raleigh tomorrow, you might as well stay for game two as well. And then you're stuck in Raleigh. And yeah, I say stuck. For like three or four nights in Raleigh? Nah, I'm good. So I'm not going to one or two. I'm not going to go to three. I'll go to a clinching game. Like any possible game, any game where they could possibly clinch, that's what I'll go to. See, some of you don't know what this feels like. Dolphins fans, you don't know what this feels like. Heat fans know from a while back, and really even just 2 years ago. Marlins fans, it's been a long time. But once you start to become a really good organization and you've got a really good team, you're like, okay, I'm not going to go to all of these games because I've done that before and it takes a lot. I'm going to go to the important ones. Like back in the day, I used to go to Panthers games in the Miami Arena. I would get on the Metro Rail at either Dadeland South or Dadeland North. It would have about seven or eight stops. You get off at Overtown Arena. And you walk up the steps to the Miami Arena. There were a lot of steps. You go in there, you watch hockey, and you watch the Panthers lose a lot. But there was the one season in 96 where they went to the Stanley Cup Final. They wound up getting swept by the Colorado Avalanche. And after that, this is an organization that did nothing at all. It was terrible. Like 25 years of doing nothing. If you just tuned in right now and those were the first words you heard me say, you might be like, oh, why Slater talking about the Dolphins so quickly? You know, right off the bat in the hour? No, I'm not. The Panthers, they were horrible. Just like the Dolphins are playoff-wise now. So I became so used to the team that I root for being so bad that if they were to make the playoffs, I was going to be at every single game because it had been so long since I've seen them have any type of chance. And now this is the third consecutive season the Florida Panthers make it to the Eastern Conference Final. I'm a little spoiled. I don't feel like I need to be at game one and two and three. I want to go to the big games. Maybe you can say, oh, that's big timing it. Whatever. I put in a lot of years, so I can do whatever the heck I want to do. That's the way I look at it. Because if you got a comment, oh, you know, that's bandwagon. No. You weren't going to Panthers games for 20 consecutive seasons, watching them be terrible. Now, they're looking to go to the third straight Stanley Cup Final, and they're only one series away from doing that. So I've got a flight booked to go to Raleigh. That would be for Game 7, if there is a Game 7. I know we're not even a game one yet, but before you know it, it'll be here. That's tomorrow night. Not a whole lot of days off here, at least for the Panthers, but that's fine. They've faced adversity before, like yesterday. What an atmosphere that was. Oh my gosh. I got into Toronto yesterday at like 11:30 in the morning. It's crazy. It was just yesterday. I got there 11:30 a.m. yesterday. I get to the hotel, and this was the best hotel. Will Manso from Local 10, he was there in Toronto, and I asked him what hotel he's staying at because I had one booked by the water, and he's like, no, this hotel here is amazing, and I looked it up, and it's right in the middle of everything. It's crazy. So I stayed at this hotel. It's the Delta Hotel. Has nothing to do with the airline, because if it did, I wouldn't have stayed there. I would only stay at an American Airlines hotel or TWA hotel in New York. So I stay at this hotel. It's a Marriott property. You walk out of the hotel, you make a right, the baseball stadium is right there. If you make a left, the arena is right there. I didn't have to take an Uber. I didn't have to do anything. I just walk out of the hotel and I'm there. So I go to the Blue Jays game during the day. Before I got on the flight to go to Toronto, I put in a wager on not the game itself, but a player prop. So I had action when I'm there at the game, and I had winning action. I had been to that ballpark one time before. It was really, really cool yesterday, too. Plus, I had action on the game. So I had a fun afternoon as an appetizer. Go back to the hotel after the Blue Jays-Tigers game. Chill out for about an hour and a half. Then walk out of the hotel, make a left, and I'm at the arena. And I got to tell you, I think I didn't do a count, but I'm pretty sure looking around, I only saw 9 Panthers fans. There was no red in that building. Now, I went as a fan. I didn't request a media credential. I didn't do any of that. Everyone else I know in the South Florida market, actually, there were only 2 guys there. Mike DePasquale from Channel 7, who was on my flight this morning trying to get me to change to an aisle seat. I said, heck no. And Will Manso from Channel 10. They were up in the press box. Now, they haven't been fans, I guess, maybe DePasquale, of the Panthers for years and years, like 25 years, like I have. And it's a game 7. I don't want to go by these policies where you have to be all professional in the press box. You can't say a word. You can't cheer. It's game 7. If you're in that building in game 7 and your team, the one you want to win, they take the lead, they get it done, and you got to be silent? No. That wasn't going to be me. I bought a ticket. You know what? If I can buy a ticket, I'm going to buy a ticket. I'm not looking for a freebie. I don't want to be tied to anyone. No. I'm going to buy a ticket. I'm going to go there as a fan, and I'm going to have a great time if my team wins. And if they lose, I'll just sit there and be like, it's never a waste of a trip, though, either way, because it's the experience. So it was incredible. And then after the game, I mean, during the game, I'm the only one that, well, actually, there were 3 Panthers fans. I said 9. The other, or 3 out of the 9, I was 4 in that section. 3 behind me, they weren't loud or anything. I wasn't extremely loud, but when I saw the puck go in the back of the net, I stood up immediately, and I'm like, yes, you know, in my hands. And everyone around me is just silent. Nobody threw anything at me. Nobody was rude to me. I know Leafs fans started leaving early, and I took a video of that, and I posted it on Twitter. I was surprised once the game ended, or as it was about to end and Leafs fans were exiting, the Leafs fans around me, they were classy. I'm not used to fans of the opponent being classy. Like Rangers fans, they're not classy. Flyers fans, they're not classy. Some of them are, but they get so mad and they'll call you names. That's what I'm used to. The Leafs fans that sat around me, they came up to me either because I had to get up and they were walking by or they were nearby. And they're like, hey, congratulations. And at first, I was waiting for that to be like the start of something that's about to go wrong. But they were like, no, congratulations. And then they started breaking down part of the game and talking about the Panthers franchise. That surprised me. That was very nice. Now, on the way out, when I was walking from the arena to the hotel, I did get a little afraid, just a little bit. I mean, there are a lot of police officers out there. But there were some groups of people who started saying things not directed at me. Like, I'm behind them. They're in front of me, and I hear them talking about, F Sam Bennett, F... And I'm like, oh, boy, here I am in this sea of blue, and I'm wearing a red Panthers jacket. So I stand out. I mean, I stand out regardless, bald head, but I completely stood out in a sea of blue. Here's this one guy in red. And I just kept an eye on where the closest police officer was. Look, Leafs fans were throwing things on the ice. They were throwing their jerseys on the ice. They were throwing drinks on the ice. I think in the last 2 minutes, a Coke Zero wound up on the ice, and it was like all brown. And I didn't know if they would be throwing something outside, and I was a pretty easy target. But what was I going to do? The hotel was right down the street. I'm walking to the hotel. And everything worked out fine. I enjoyed the time at the game. I'm so happy the Panthers smoked the Toronto Maple Leafs. I went to the airport this morning. I got to the airport about 4:30 a.m. I got about 3 hours of sleep, maybe three if I was lucky, probably closer to two and a half. I got to the airport. It was so easy just going through the other version of TSA and then global entry, pre-clearance, got on the plane, saw Mike DePasquale on my plane. Mark Jones from ESPN was on the plane. A lot of Panthers fans were on the plane. DePasquale, he was sitting in 1A. Actually, I think he got upgraded. They called his name like, Mike DePasquale, please recheck. And I didn't see him, but I hear the name and then I see him go up. I'm like, oh. So he got upgraded, and I already had my seat. And he's like, hey, what seat are you in? What seat are you in? I'm in 1A. I'm like, oh, I'm in 1F. Now, that's a window in a window. He's like, oh, well, see if someone will switch. You know, you could sit next to me. I'm like, actually, why don't you see if somebody could switch, and you could sit next to me? He goes, no, I'm not sitting on an aisle. I said, well, I'm not sitting on the aisle either. Oh, come on, man. No, you come on, man. It was a nice friendly argument there, but I'm not the dude just got upgraded in the first place. It wasn't even his seat. He gets upgraded, and now he wants me to ask somebody to switch, and I'm going to have an aisle instead of the window for an early morning flight. I want the window. If you want to sit next to me and talk, that's fine, but you got to take the aisle. I mean, I'm not the one that said, hey, let's switch. And you can't switch a window for an aisle or an aisle for a window. But I wasn't asking anybody to switch. I had the seat that I picked out a long time ago. DePasquale gets upgraded, and he wants me to change. No. So, Mike, I hope you enjoyed your breakfast. It actually wasn't even that good. The catering in Canada is not as good as the catering here in the U.S. or even in
Colombia.
There just wasn't a whole lot of taste to it. Okay, I got a lot to get to. I had a great trip. I'm glad to be back. I'm glad to be back with a W. That's the most important part. Because if the Panthers lost last night, I think the vibe of this hour would be a lot different. Speaking of the hour, I want to discuss many things that are in front of me, but I can't until the hour officially begins.
It's time to shuffle up and deal.
Yes, I was surprised that there was a Game 7, but I didn't go to Toronto nervous. I don't think any Panthers players were nervous either. They've been through this before. The surprise of the series to me, it was Game 6. The Panthers had just pounced Toronto in Game 5. The series came back to Sunrise, and the last thing I thought would happen is the Panthers would lay an egg. So that part to me was stunning. But last night, I wasn't scared for the Panthers. I wasn't even nervous. I was just eager. I was eager for the Panthers to get going. And once they did, forget about it. The first period was strange. I know at the end of the first, it was 0-0. I'm not going to say scoreless because 0-0 is a score. That's a pet peeve of mine. You hear it often. We're scoreless here from Sunrise. No, there is a score. It's 0-0. Goalless doesn't sound so great. You could say there's been no goals here in Sunrise. That would be true. But if you say a game is scoreless, no, there's always a score. In any event, end of the first, 0-0. No goals in the first period. And you saw the way the Panthers came out. I couldn't believe it. It's like they just jumped the Maple Leafs. And credit to Toronto and Joseph Woll. He didn't allow anything past him in that first period. That whole barrage, nonstop, the Panthers in the zone, peppering him with shots. So much pressure. I'm like, oh my gosh, one of these is going to get through. None of them did. Second period, though, everything changed. And this Florida Panthers team, they've just got way too much experience and too much confidence in that dressing room. They step out on that ice. They knew Toronto was going to throw some blows, but it wasn't nearly enough. And then the Panthers, Seth Jones, who Bill Zito, who should be GM of the year, the dude should have a street named after him in Sunrise, Zito Way. Uncle Luke's got one in Liberty City now, Luther Campbell Way. Bill Zito needs one in Sunrise for what he's done the past 3 years. Seth Jones, he broke the ice. That first goal was so monumental. Like, psychologically, this was a Leafs team that had so many chances at the end of the first period, and they couldn't get the job done. They couldn't get one. And then the Panthers come out, they grab that 1-0 lead, and the next thing you know, it's 3-0. The only part of the game last night that I can tell you, okay, I was a little, not nervous, but like, I just thought to myself, oh boy. Third period, like 17 and a half minutes to go, Toronto got one, and the place went nuts because they've been holding it all in. They've been waiting to go nuts. And you start to think, I know if you're a Leafs fan, you're like, okay, let's get one more, and now it's a one-goal game, and we're right there. As a Panthers fan in that crowd, I sat there and I thought to myself, oh boy, don't let this happen. And then within a minute, I mean, it was so quickly after that, the Panthers made it 4-1, and they made a statement. they're not going to get beat. They've been in game sevens before. I know the Leafs have too. Trust me, their fans know that as well. The Panthers have the experience where they win in a game seven. The Maple Leafs, they have the thought in their head, along with all of their fans, we're doomed. We can't get past a certain point. We can't get over that hump. And then they saw it all play out. Their fears played out right in front of them and right in front of me, because I was there. One of nine. It's like a limited edition card. One of nine. There was like no red in that building. It was weird because when I was walking in a sea of blue, I did see someone wearing a red jersey. And I'm like, oh, Panthers fan. And I look, and it was an Austin Matthews jersey, but it was red. And I thought to myself, why in the world would you wear, you can have a red Austin Matthews jersey, that's fine, but why would you wear it to a game, especially a game seven, where your opponent's color is red? That didn't make a whole lot of sense. But you know what? That person was probably the least of their worries at the end of the night. My night, it was fine. It was actually great. The only thing that wasn't great about that game last night is the pizza that I ordered at the seat. That pizza was terrible. I'm like, okay, this is going to be a nice slice of cheese pizza. No, it was terrible. Probably because it was overcooked. So you can't even like taste the cheese. It was like cardboard. It wasn't good at all. It was cool, though, how no matter where you sit in that arena, you could order on your phone and they'll bring it to you. That part was really cool. They should do that everywhere. Everywhere here in South Florida, every sporting event, you don't have to sit in a special section. I wasn't sitting in a special section. I was just sitting in the corner where the Panthers shoot twice in the lower level. That's where I bought my seat. You go online, you put in your order, you pay for it, and they bring it right to you. You don't even have to get up. The only time you got to get up is when you got to go to the bathroom. They don't have anything, you know, for that. Nobody's going to come over and, okay, you need a number one or a number two. They'll do that if it's like a value meal. But for the bathroom, no, they're not doing it. Before I look ahead, and I will do that tomorrow, because tomorrow night the Panthers will be facing Carolina in Raleigh, the first two games, no problem. So before I look forward, I want to look back for just a little bit more. The Panthers, they lost game one and two in Toronto. They come home for game three, and they were losing in game three. But they still found a way to win. Look at the difference between the two organizations. I just described what the Panthers were up against. Look at what the Leafs had. The Leafs win the first two games. They're up in game three. They win game six in Florida. Now they're coming home for game seven in Toronto, and you lose 6-1. The difference between the two organizations, I know Toronto, they're all about hockey, and they have such a history, the Maple Leafs. But look at what the Florida Panthers have put together. Just look at the beginning of the series. Down 2-0 and down in game three at home. They wound up winning that game. They won three in a row. Yes, they had a brutal performance in game six. I was there first row witnessing that. They go on the road, a crazy game seven atmosphere, and they take care of business. It wasn't even close. The Panthers have belief in the same place the Leafs have doubt. Yeah, I know there's technical reasons that they won. It didn't hurt that Bob was between the pipes being brilliant again. But there were all kinds of tough situations in this seven-game series. And the reality is the Leafs did not believe in themselves, and the Florida Panthers, they did. It wasn't long ago when the Panthers were on the other end of that equation. You know, some of you may forget, I brought it up at the beginning of the first segment. The Panthers, they went 25 years between playoff series wins. That's a long time. It's like what the Dolphins are involved in right now. That's a long time, 25 years. Some of you are saying right now, Andy, yeah, 25 years, I've been with my girl. Yeah, that's a long time. Too long. Some of you, not all of you. Just in case, you know, like, for instance, Sarge is in the audience. Waisaki, he's been married, I think, longer than he's been alive. But, you know, they have a great relationship. And some people do, not everyone. I don't know if that's the exception, but some of you are thinking 25 years. Oh, my gosh, it's a long time. And it is a long time. 25 years the Panthers went between playoff series wins. And I was there in person. I saw the bookends. Dolphins fans, some of you, you just haven't even been alive for 25 years, so you couldn't have seen the last Dolphins playoff victory. Maybe that time will come very soon, maybe this year. But I'm not going to get into football at this moment. I'm just bringing up an example. There were times where the Panthers and their fans and people hanging out in Club Red, they just continued to think, and I was one of them, this is never going to happen. But then everything changed. Everything changed with Bill Zito. You could talk about ownership. You could talk about Matt Caldwell, the president of the Panthers. I mean, they're involved in the hiring process, so of course they matter, and they're really into hockey. Hiring Bill Zito was the best thing this organization has ever done. He brings in Matthew Tkachuk. I mean, look, Tkachuk, you got Reinhardt, you got Bob. I'm not saying these are all Zito, but then you got Paul Maurice, Sam Bennett, Brad Marchand, Seth Jones. The moves that have been made, the contracts that have been signed, it's just night and day compared to where this organization was for many years. Because over and over and over again, I kept hearing about, oh, the blueprint. We got a blueprint. We got Dale Talon. Dale Talon was the GM. Look at what he did to the Blackhawks. Heard that for like 10 years while he was doing nothing for Florida. Dale might be a great guy, nice person, but the Panthers did nothing with him. It was all about the Blackhawks. And then you bring in Bill Zito, and look what's happened. This is the third consecutive Eastern Conference final. The Panthers are so confident. They have so much experience. They're battle-tested. You could put them in any big game right now, just like last night on the road. They're not going to be afraid. Think about what happened last season. They go to the Stanley Cup Final, second consecutive year. They go up 3-0 on Edmonton. Then they lose three in a row. You know how much pressure is on you? Are you kidding? All of Canada is talking about this too? You're facing Connor McDavid. Now you're coming back home. You've lost three in a row. You could blow this. And the Panthers won the Stanley Cup. So last night, if you think that was tough for them, going to Toronto to face Austin Matthews, Mitch Marner, and his crew, compared to what they faced last year, almost blowing a 3-0 lead in the Stanley Cup final, there's nothing that this team will face moving forward that they will step on the ice for and think, oh, yeah, we got a real battle here. We, not that they would say we may not be able to do this, but from a fan standpoint, from an organizational standpoint, there's nothing the Panthers will face moving forward that you should think they cannot accomplish. So the team hopped on a plane, headed to Raleigh. I was there 2 years ago. The Panthers swept the Carolina Hurricanes. I'll touch a little bit on this upcoming series, which starts tomorrow, and I'll do that in just a minute. You don't need to wait until tomorrow, though, to play in a poker tournament. You can get in one tonight. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. That is the place to go if you want to be involved in one of the best poker tournaments in town. They got tournaments during the day. They got tournaments every night. They got big tournament series happening at the Hard Rock. And they've got my tournament, the Slater Scoops Poker Tournament, which happens once a month. And next month, because we already had it for May last Tuesday, next month, $50,000 guaranteed in the prize pool yet again, and some added bonuses as well. For the entire tournament schedule, when you can go to the Hard Rock, to the poker room, and get in the tournament, the starting times, the amount of chips you're going to get, the buy-in amount, visit SeminoleHardRockPokerOpen.com. That's SeminoleHardRockPokerOpen.com. And then I hope to see you soon. I hope to take your chips at a poker table at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. The Eastern Conference Final, tomorrow night in Carolina. Raleigh. The Panthers, they hopped on a plane around noon today. They landed in Raleigh about 1:30 or so. The flight was scheduled to go to Fort Lauderdale. It got diverted to Raleigh. And I'm being serious. Like, plane scheduling-wise, they did have it scheduled to go to Fort Lauderdale, and it goes down in the books as diverted to Raleigh. But obviously they knew about the diversion before they got on the plane. They knew about it last night. They play last night in Toronto. They play tomorrow night in Raleigh, the Eastern Conference Final. Yeah, that is a short turnaround. But do you think that's going to bother this team? Again, they have dealt with so much adversity. A short turnaround? Whatever. Even if they don't win game one, as a Panthers fan, are you going to be like, oh boy, I don't know if they're going to get this done? I mean, if Carolina does beat the Panthers in game one or any game in this Eastern Conference Final, it will be more than they beat them 2 years ago, because 2 years ago, the Panthers swept the Carolina Hurricanes. I'm not worried about this series. The Panthers, of course, they're going to take the series seriously. Why would you not? It's the Eastern Conference Final. Carolina's very good. But to me, the Panthers are better. I'm not worried about game one. I'm not worried about game two. You never want to go down 2-0, but again, you just saw the Panthers go down 2-0 in Toronto. Carolina, I was there a couple years ago. Their fans, I think they're underrated. So are Panthers fans. You go to other buildings, maybe you've been, or you just watch them on television and you hear about them. The atmosphere is so crazy. It is in Toronto, but it's also crazy in Sunrise. When I go to different hockey arenas or baseball stadiums, I like seeing what they do entertainment-wise, the PA announcer, just everything. You know, I'm all about energy. I see a lot more places having DJs now, which I'm a big fan of. I'd much rather have a DJ than having someone play the old school organ. And they do that in Toronto. They actually have both, because of course it's a huge tradition there. And some places they have both, or they just have the organ. But this is 2025. I mean, things change. It's all about energy. You want that building to be going nuts. And with an organ, I know an old school person's like, come on, we need it. But no, I want the DJ. I'm biased, though. Again, I've always been the DJ type of guy. If I go to a wedding or a bar mitzvah or a bat mitzvah, or I'm not going to say sweet 16 or quince because I haven't been to any of those, like family or something like that. But they wouldn't have a band for somebody that young. Maybe, actually, I take that back. I think some bat mitzvahs or bar mitzvahs, when the kid turns 13, there have been bands. But I'm not a band guy. I'm not a live music guy. Hey, let's go to a bar. They got a live band there tonight. Nothing against people who are part of bands. I mean, it's a big deal, and they're very popular. I just prefer a DJ. I prefer energy. And they do have a lot of energy in Carolina. So I know the Hurricanes, they'll come out tomorrow night all fired up. The Panthers just played last night, so they don't have as much rest as Carolina does. But I'm not scared about this series. And you know what? There's one other thing that I think is very important to bring up, because I know the Panthers have advanced now to the Eastern Conference Final, and they went to Toronto and beat them in a game 7. But I don't even think the Panthers have even reached their peak yet. And I'll explain that in just a moment. I've been explaining on Instagram to my close friends and to everyone, really, how things have been going with my baseball wagers, especially on some prop bets. If you want to see everything I do, just send me a DM on Instagram. Say, Slater, how do I sign up to become a close friend? And I will give you all of the details. Why do I believe the Panthers haven't even peaked yet? Think about this. If you're the opponent, you're the Carolina Hurricanes. You've been watching these games. You've watched video now. You're getting ready to take on the defending Stanley Cup champions. And one thing you notice is we haven't seen the Barkov show yet. We haven't seen the Matthew Tkachuk show yet. We haven't seen the Sam Reinhart show yet. We haven't seen the Sam Bennett show yet. What we've been seeing is a contribution. The first line, the second line, the third line, the fourth line. We haven't seen one of the Panthers' stars absolutely take over. And if they do, then we're talking about a peak performance. That's all the time I got for this Monday afternoon. We'll do it again tomorrow. For now, I'm Andy Slater, and I'll see you later.